Welcome back to the Mitochondria Conversation. I'm your host, Laura Frontero. And in this talk, I'm going to be covering emptying your body's toxin bucket. And we're going to take a tour through my bathroom cabinets. Obviously, we're in my bathroom right now. You see, I've got towels hanging behind me. And we're also going to go into my kitchen. And this is going to be really fun. This is one of the most favorite things that my clients love to do is just dig in and get behind the scenes at my house. So thank you for joining me today. I'm also joined by Daniela Giangiorgi. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, everyone.
Daniela, you're going to help facilitate this conversation and make sure I don't forget anything. You're my lead coach and right hand at BioRadiant Health, and you are a mindset empowerment health coach who also is a Pilates instructor with a muscle activation technique certification. And what we're going to talk about today has really hit your life hard because at age 41, you were diagnosed with breast cancer. This interrupted the breastfeeding of your one-year-old baby boy, and you totally had to shift everything in your life. You had to get toxins out of your life. When we met, you were already doing a lot of the things that we're talking about today. And you're even going to share some of your favorite products today while we go through this. So welcome back. Thank you for being here to help facilitate this discussion. And for our audience, make sure you have a pen and paper handy. We're going to go over a lot of products. And you're going to want all this information. You can get the transcripts to this summit if you purchase the summit, by the way, so that all these things will be written down for you. And you can always go back and look at the summit again and again. This video right here, this particular interview, is totally worth the price of admission for this summit because you're going to know exactly what to do in your life for every hygiene thing you can think of. So thank you, Daniela, for being here.
So fun. I can't wait. This is like fun time.
Yes, we get to play today. Okay, so where should we start?
Well, you're in the bathroom. I'm thinking, let's start there with your personal hygiene. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, I don't know, deodorants. That's like such a big one, right? Shower, oral health, bathing stuff for women that still have their cycles, all that stuff.
Periods. Yeah. We'll talk about periods too. That's a perfect place to start. I have a lot of stuff here laid out on the counter to show you. So, I'll first start by saying that for most of my life, I shopped at, you know, the drugstore, Target, Walmart, CVS, and I just purchased, you know, the top brand name things. I wore, you know, Secret deodorant, and I used Crest toothpaste, and I used, you know, whatever brands of hair shampoo, Pantene or Suave or something like that. And then as I got older, I went to the fancy brands of things. So I started shopping, you know, at department store for department store quality things, but they weren't any better. They were just more expensive. And so the good news is a lot of these healthy things that you can get, low toxin things that you can get for your body, are actually not as expensive as the things you get when you go shopping at the Nordstrom cosmetic counter, for example. Or, you know, so, and I also say that oftentimes, you know, you think about, oh, you know, I'm trying to save money. I want to buy the thing that's lower price. At the end of the year, if you added up the extra money that you might spend on a higher quality product, it's probably all told less than $100 difference at the end of a year for the amount of things that you go through in a year. You know what I mean, Daniela?
That's a really great perspective. Yeah, I think we do. We sit there and micromanage and penny pinch that one little product, but worth it.
Yeah, like this shampoo is $2 more, but this bottle of shampoo is going to last you several months and you might only buy it twice a year or three times a year. I mean, I don't know about you, but I only wash my hair about once every 4 or 5 days or so. And
I am a once a weeker. I will admit it right here.
Yeah. I mean, people might be like, oh my gosh, that's gross. But trust me, if you can get to the point where you don't wash your hair all the time, it's really good for you. And you stop making so much oil and your head doesn't stink. And if you detox your body, you know, you can do that. So, so this is all in the name of lowering your toxic load in your body. We've talked on this summit day after day about mitochondria being affected by toxins. So we're going to jump in and talk about products that don't add to that toxin bucket that we all carry in our body. We all have a amount of toxins that come in, and there is, you know, a couple hundred chemicals that are coming into our body from our body products every day. So let's start with personal hygiene, and I'll start with deodorant. Now, I've tried lots and lots of deodorants, and these are two of my favorites. So the first one is Think Sport, And this one is wonderful. ThinkSport makes other products as well. I think Daniela, you're going to show us one of your favorite ThinkSport products also. And this one, I love this one. This is Green Tidings. This is a lavender deodorant. This one I love. It doesn't stain my clothes, and I love the smell of lavender. And this one just works for me. So deodorants are something that you just have to try again and again. And I would say, to find really clean products, go to environmentalworkinggroup.ewg.org and look on their website for clean products. There's also an app you can put on your phone that's called Think Dirty, and it scans barcodes. And so when you scan the barcode of a product, it will come up. Both of these are in the Think Dirty app. It will come up and tell you how they rate it for cleanliness.
Absolutely. Yeah, can I add to that, Laura?
Yeah.
I have a little one as well. Mine is called Stink Stick, and this is literally a little vial. And there's two ingredients: essential oil of lavender and essential oil of tea tree oil. And you know, my experience in going in with some of these natural deodorants, I mean, people are like, oh, they don't work. And I think you really have to play with them. I think you try one, it may or may not work. Everyone's body chemistry is different, and everyone is a different phase of their life hormonally. And so I think it really is about just trying and seeing what works and not. But this one's great. I literally just put a couple drops on my fingertips, and then I use my hand, my fingertips, to apply under the arm.
Amazing. And we want to have deodorant that's free of fragrance, free of aluminum. Aluminum is linked with Alzheimer's disease, mitochondrial decline for sure. Alzheimer's is a mitochondrial decline disease as well. So next thing for in the hygiene department would be, what do I do when I'm in the shower, right? So I have a couple of products I love. I love Dr. Bronner's Castile soap. This is the lavender. I buy this in these big giant bottles, and then I put them in smaller pumps and use this to clean all my parts, head to toe. This stuff is amazing. And this one I love. This is Everyone soap. And funny, I found this one the other day at Marshall's. I ran into Marshall's. Yeah, you can get it. You can find it for a really good deal. I mean, they sell it at Sprouts. They sell it all over, but this is a vanilla and lavender, and they are scented with essential oils. This is really clean. They also make a line of lotions, hand soap, body soap. This is their shampoo, body wash, and bubble bath all in one. So you can use it for anything on your body. I love it. Here's the smaller version. That's the hand soap that is at all my sinks in my house, in my bathrooms and everywhere. And let's see, shower wise, I guess let's talk about hair for a second, because we do that in the shower too. This brand, Acure, has clean shampoos and conditioners. I will admit, I have a really hard time finding really good shampoo. With all these long locks, it is really hard to find shampoo that doesn't dry me out. This is one that is not perfect, but it is no sulfates, no parabens, no phthalates, no mineral oil, no animal testing, no petroleum. The problem with this one, it does have fragrance in it. So it's not perfect, but it's not terrible on my hair. It doesn't turn hair into straw. And so, I mean, it takes you a while to get your hair to, you know, look like this. You don't want to destroy it. I mean, this is it's a whole thing. So this is where I'm not perfect in my hair care, but I'm ish, right?
Yeah.
this one is a decent one. They also have hair products. This is a styling gel from them. My daughter uses this for cheer, because she used to slick her bangs back and put it in a ponytail when she's cheering. This one is a dry shampoo. So this is made by, Wellnice. So this is the brand, and it's a clean, hair powder. So if you
need, how do you spell that? Because it's hard to see on the
Wellnesse. And if I didn't say it, this one is Shea Moisture, these shampoos that are not perfect. And this one is Acure, Acure. So that's really what's happening in the shower. In terms of oral health, favorite toothpaste is Dr. Bronner's. Again, it's the same company that makes this soap. They come in cinnamon, peppermint, and spearmint. Love this. It is fluoride free. Fluoride is a toxin. This is also an excellent toothpaste, Primal Life. I don't know if you can see that. Primal Life this was formulated by a nurse. She owns this company. And this is actually a powder that you dip your toothbrush in. It's flavored with, it has spearmint essential oil in it. And this is a, what do you call it? It's like a clay. It's like a clay mineral type. And it actually puts minerals in your mouth.
Do you alternate?
I do different things. Yeah. I go back and forth. And I use a toothbrush that's got a bamboo. So I use a bamboo toothbrush. I don't use a plastic toothbrush. This is a natural toothbrush.
Where do you get those, Laura? The natural.
You can get them at Sprouts. You can get them online. I actually found them at Walmart recently.
That's amazing.
This is a tooth whitener that I found. Dr. Ginger's coconut oil, and it's a whitening gel, and you paint it on, and it's toxin. It's not full of toxins, so that's kind of fun, right? And then this is my trick for mouth as well. So mouth freshener, I just put peppermint oil in my mouth. So I just take a drop of doTERRA peppermint oil, put it on the back of my hand, lick it, and it's like instant air, breath freshener, and it's a rush and it wakes you up. And so this is always in my handbag. That's, I don't, you know, suck on toxic mints or chew gum with all kinds of toxins in it. Nothing like that. In terms of period care, let's talk about that. And I actually brought something tricky and something clean. So at first glance, this might seem good. This is at Target. This is a, it says chlorine free. It's advertised right on there. So these are maxi pads. But if you look at the ingredients on the back, it has polyethylene glycol monolaurate, potassium polyoxyethylene lauryl ether phosphate, titanium dioxide, polypropylene, sodium polyacetate, hot melt adhesive, polyethylene. It does have cotton in it. Okay, so seems good because it says chlorine free.
Sure.
No synthetic pesticides, dyes, or fragrances, but it's full of all kinds of other things that are soaking into your body. So no bueno. So this is the brand, Natura Care. Guess what this has in it? Organic cotton. And then it has, because there's a little adhesive on it.
Sure.
All it is organic cotton. And then it has a BPA-free medical grade polymer. That's it. It's the only thing in this. Then they also have tampons. And I prefer these little guys that you just insert with your finger. Then there's no plastic applicator. I mean, microplastics are inside of our bodies. Plastics absorbs in. I don't like to put plastic in my body. These are amazing. They're tiny. They're discreet. You can put them in your pocket. They're so easy to deal with. I switched to these like 10 years ago. They're amazing. But these are also organic cotton tampons. Okay. So clean. What else do we want to know about?
Let's see. Oh, how about makeup and skincare, please?
Okay, so makeup is one of my favorite topics. I love makeup. Okay, so clean makeups. So here's one that is pretty clean. I will say it's not the cleanest on the market, but it is good. It gives good coverage, especially for older skin. I'm going to be 50 this year, and I have some hyperpigmentation from the sun. And so Jane Iredale is what I like. This is a liquid makeup, and it is on the very clean spectrum. It is. I mean, there are others that are Beauty Counter is one that I hear is really good. I'm really a stickler for performance with makeup. So this is what I like to use because it just, it does perform really well. This is a brand out of Australia that's really fun. It's called Inika, I-N-I-K-A. This is my blush, and they make an entire line of everything you could possibly want, every single makeup. And this is their eyeshadows. They're like little pots of eyeshadow. Can you see that?
Oh yeah.
These are as pigmented as MAC. So MAC is one of the most toxic makeups out there. This is so pigmented and goes on so smooth and so amazing. I love this.
So Laura, where do we buy these?
So you can buy these online just from inika.com, I believe. And I also buy makeup from Pharmaca, P-H-A-R-M-A-C-A, Pharmaca. It's a compounding pharmacy that's like a drugstore with really good stuff in it, like amazing lines of makeup and body products. And a lot of these things I buy there. This is a brand of lipstick. It's called Well People. I love this lipstick. It's probably one of the prettiest lipsticks I have. Every time I wear this, people are like, what? I love that. What is it? I mean, Well People, let me tell you the color. People are going
W-E-L-L People.
Yeah. W-E-L-L People. And my favorite color here is called Optimist.
This I love the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the best. And then this is another brand of lipstick that I love, which I'm wearing right now. This one is Dr. Hauschka, Hauschka. And the brand looks like that little logo on it. These are like, have essential oils in them. They smell really good. You know, you eat a lot of your lipstick off your lips and these are totally clean. Dr. Hauschka has a whole line of skincare stuff. And so basically, you know, liners, mascaras, like everything, all these three brands, you can get everything you need. And then of course, Beauty Counter, which I don't have here, but I've heard it's excellent.
Yeah. I've been using Thrive as well. And they seem good on performance and I've heard they're clean, but I will admit I haven't done technical research on them. Yeah. So, you know, if that's of interest to people, I would just read the ingredients and that's what I'm going to be doing here soon.
Yeah. I want to talk about skincare because clearly I'm obsessed. I mean, I have,
you have results.
I have youthful skin. So a couple of different skincare lines that are clean. This one, Trilogy, I really love. This one is like a rose scented mist, hydrating mist. Trilogy is really nice. And then I already mentioned Dr. Hauschka lipstick. This is a Dr. Hauschka face product as well. And this is a facial toner. And then face sunscreen, while we're on this topic, Tizo, T-I-Z-O. Is a zinc oxide. It goes really nice underneath makeup. I buy these online. That's where I get them. But this is really nice under makeup. This is a little travel size one. It comes in bigger ones. And then this line. So this line, Purity Woods, is actually Brian Baisley's company. Brian Baisley is a speaker on this summit. What is important about this is it is USDA organic, which is USDA organic is different than certified organic. This is the highest level of purity that you can get. So if you ever find a skin line that's USDA organic, that is meaningful. It is very difficult to get this. So it's that USDA green.
Oh yes. I've seen that. Yeah. What is that product? What does it do, Laura?
This is skincare. So this is an age-defying night cream. This is a face cleanser. He's got an eye serum this one is an elastin boost hyperlift serum. So this is an anti-aging. So collagen and elastin is important to support. This is a fantastic brand and it's full of really amazing nutrients and botanicals that are anti-aging. So this is an excellent anti-aging skin line, Purity Woods.
Going shopping, Laura.
I know, amazing.
Right after this.
So good. I want to talk to you about, one more tried and true that I love in my bathroom. So Acure, I already showed you their shampoo. Mm-hmm. This is a facial scrub. This is so amazing. I love this stuff. It's like green. You see that coming out?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
But it's like it's like little granules that you scrub your face with. So, you know, it's, remember back when we were kids, it was the St. Ives apricot scrub.
I do remember.
That stuff's pretty toxic and it rips little holes in your skin. So, but this is good stuff. It's a nice product. And they also have a really nice gel cleanser that I really love. Okay. So I want to talk about lip care because I'm obsessed. If I was on a deserted island and could only bring one thing, it would be my lip chapstick. It would be lip balm of some sort. So I have a couple kinds that I love. Evan Healy. This is what the packaging looks like. This stuff is the best.
How do we spell it? E-V-A-N?
Evan, E-V-A-N, H-E-A-L-Y, Healy. Okay. Yeah, Evan Healy. And it looks like this. And this is, it has the USDA organic sign, you know, thing on it. That's so important. Seal on it. And then this is a fun one. This is actually one of my friends, Dr. Anna Kabeka. She's on this summit as well, but this is her Juve Kiss. When you buy this from her website, it comes with two products. It comes with for your lips up there and your lips down there. So she has a vulva cream and she has a lip cream and this has DHEA in it. And it is, so when I put this on my nude lips, it plumps them a little bit and draws, like it must draw blood flow because they get pinker. It's clear. There's nothing, it's totally clear. But this is amazing. You can get that from Anna Kabeka. Again, she's a speaker here.
What's it called again, the product?
This is called Jolva. How does she say it? J-U-L-A. This is where I need my glasses. Jolva, J-U-L-V-A, Kiss, the girlfriend doctor, Anna Kabeka. So this is her lip renewal complex with plant stem cells.
Nice.
Yes, and it comes in a two-pack. You can't buy it by itself. You have to buy the vulva cream with it, but it's actually almost identical to this. I asked her about it. The formulation is almost identical.
Wow.
Yeah. So really good stuff. Okay. So after lip care, what else should we talk about?
You talked about face sunscreen. What about body sunscreen?
Oh yeah. 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 So this, and there's a couple, you have one to show, I think. And this one is My Shell. This is also a great skincare line.
I like that one. Yeah.
C-H-E-L-L-E. They have peptide, you know, face creams and lotions. They're actually really clean. I have some more of their stuff here. This is their SPF. Oh, the light makes it hard to see. My Shell SPF. And what else do I have from them? This is a vitamin C serum, My Shell vitamin C serum. I kind of have a skin obsession. I have lots of stuff, but this is a good old body one. What sunscreen do you have to show?
This Think Body, so this is a mineral. It's a 50 SPF and mm-hmm. It is one of those that go, it doesn't go on too white, but you just you do have to sort of sink it in. I was looking for another one that I had that's a chemical base, but it's really highly rated in EWG and it's ocean friendly. And I'm so bummed that I can't find it. But this is a great one. It's wonderful.
Perfect. Let me show this again. I think this helps there.
That technique worked really well.
My Shell is
there. Yeah, definitely keep doing that. That's perfect. You can see it so well.
Okay, good. Perfect. And then I had talked about Purity Woods. So there's Purity Woods. And this is the Anna Kabeka, right, like this.
Oh, cute. You
see that?
Yeah.
Wait, it's upside down. Is that right?
That's it.
Perfect. Okay. I'm like seeing stuff backwards here. Okay. That's it for skincare body. What else do we have on our...
I know you were talking about that you have an air freshener or something.
Yeah. Okay. So air fresheners are super toxic. And the little Glade plugins and the sprays are really toxic. So I use, this is a lavender spray.
Mm-hmm.
Aura Acacia?
Aura Acacia. Yep.
You can buy this at most health food stores. It smells amazing. And this is a trick in all my years, 20 years working in the clinic. I kept this in my exam room because sometimes, you know, bless people who have challenges who come in for an exam and they might not bathe very often. And you get some really, you know, interesting smells in clinics and exam rooms. And I would just spray this after people left so that the room would be kind of freshened up and nice for the next person that comes in.
Yeah.
But this is a trick. I've used this for years. I probably should buy stock in this company. I've gone through so much of it. Yeah, so that's a great thing to have in the bathroom for stink control.
For sure. And there's also those little diffusers, right? The ones where it's like a little container and it has a little place for you to put like a little tea light, like with fire you put water and essential oil so it diffuses into the air.
That's really nice. Obviously. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. Do we have anything else in the
bathroom? Any devices that you want to share with us?
Yeah. Yeah. And just let me look if there's anything else here that I checked out on my counter. I think we went through everything. Yes, we did. Okay. So yeah, I do want to show devices. So people are like, what are devices? This is a red light device. It's in my bathroom because I stand in front of it naked.
Oh, this is the one you just showed me. I'm so jealous.
This is made by Red Therapy Company, and they are a sponsor on this summit. They are a local company in Carlsbad, California. So they actually live near me. They are double the strength and half the price of some of the big red light companies out there, like Juve, for example. Double the strength and half the price. And they regenerate mitochondria at the cellular level. They're anti-aging. So I just want to show you this really quick.
Amazing. What's the name of that brand?
It's Red Therapy Company. So if you can see that. And you can see the name of this one is the Red Rush Pulse. And is this amazing? So you stand in front of this for 10 minutes, full body, mm-hmm. and just let it regenerate your mitochondria. So amazing. So and it's very anti-aging for the skin as well. And I want to show you one more device. This is a PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. This is just here in this part of the house. So I'm just showing it in my bathroom. I put this on and I'll walk all around the house with it. But if you didn't catch the interview from Dr. Pollack on this summit, definitely check out his interview because he talks all about this. This is one of his devices. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency is very healing at the cellular level. It helps with pain. It helps with brain function. So sometimes I'll put it on the base of my neck, or I'll put it like literally if I'm sitting working, I'll put it right on top of my head and just let it pulse right into my brain. I'll put it, you know, if I have pain in my lower back, I'll put it there. Or if I just want to stimulate my nervous system, I'll put it on my spine, on the base of my spine. It has two little plastic things. You just put it anywhere on your body. You can't feel it. It doesn't feel like anything. But I'll tell you, my daughter's friend just had knee surgery a few weeks ago, and she's already up and walking on it. And she was over here last week, and I said, "Hey, Georgie, let me just put this on your knee while you're here." And she was like, "Okay." She's got a knee brace and all kinds of stuff. So I put it on her knee, and she walked around the house and hung out with it for 2 hours. And they even went to go get ice cream, and she like wore it out in public and just kept it on like a good kid. And then the next day she said she had less pain than she's had at all after her knee surgery. So this thing is amazing. Pulsed electromagnetic.
What's it called again?
PEMF. P as in Paul, E. So pulsed electromagnetic frequency.
And is there a specific company associated with
it? Just go to drpollack.com and you can find it there. And he's also on the summit, so you can find his interview. We talk all about it.
And Pollack, P-A-U-L-I-C, is that correct?
P-A-W-L-U-K.
Oh, I'm glad I asked.
P-A-W-L-U-K. Yeah. Okay. So that's about it in the bathroom. Should we head to my kitchen?
Let's go.
Okay. I'll be right back. Okay, Daniela, we're back in my kitchen now.
You've been teleported.
I know, I've been teleported to my kitchen, and I'm going to show everyone my favorite cleaning products, my favorite kitchen products, some of my favorite snacks and food products, and how I handle travel coffee and smoothies. This stuff all lives in my kitchen. So, and my water purifier, I'm going to show that. Okay. So what should we start with?
Let's start with your cleaners.
Okay. All right. So I've got a bunch of cleaners here. One of my favorite brands is this company Branch Basics. So you can see Branch Basics. So this is the concentrate. And then they give you a whole bunch of bottles like this with different labels on them. And you pour a certain amount of concentrate and water into them, and it's non-toxic cleaning. And this is a mom and pop company that was born out of having an ill family member and needing to get toxic cleaning products out of their life. So they had to create something themselves. And they also have an oxygen boost for laundry. So takes the place of some of those commercial oxygen products. And you can make a laundry soap concentrate out of this as well. And then the concentrate, you can make toilet cleaner, countertop cleaner, whatever you want. You buy the kit, comes with all the empty bottles, and you just keep refilling them. And then all you need to do is buy the concentrate when you run out. This is a brand of laundry soap that I like, Ecos. You have a laundry soap that you like, right? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually it's pretty similar to was it Branch Basics? Was that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's a company called Truly Free. Let's see. So can you see that? And so they make a slew of different cleaners as well. And just like what you're saying, like, for example, they'll send you the packet of the concentrate, mm-hmm. and then they send you one bottle and they tell you where the fill line is. You dump the packet in and you fill the water up, and it smells so good. And I was the kind of person that I'd had my natural laundry detergent, but it wasn't like, it just wasn't very effective. And I also didn't have much of a smell, but this one is both effective and it smells. So I never have to go to that occasional use of the Tide. So that's really nice. And I'll just piggyback on that, saying that they make a slew of products. They make dish soap. They make glass cleaner. They even make like a Lysol disinfectant type thing. This is like protection for 14 days, kills 99.9 viruses and bacteria. Really, really nice stuff. And they have so many other cleaning products as well. I'm just getting started with them, but I also like, they're a smaller company, so it feels good, kind of like your mom and pop company, to support them and not go to the frequency of Amazon that I do so much. So yeah,
I know, totally. Is there like a concentrate thing too, where you
put it in the bottle? So all these, like this is the laundry concentrate. Yeah. This is the glass cleaner concentrate.
Got it.
There's an everyday cleaner. And then there's like the dish soap, and these are just all the refills. And then,
So very small footprint on the environment as well. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. So dishwasher, I found this one recently at Sprouts. So this is a chain of grocery stores in California. I think they're in some other states as well, but this is good because it's no added dyes, fragrance, phosphates, phthalates, or chlorine bleach. So that's amazing. And then seventh generation also has a dishwasher soap. That's nice. And then I have a seventh generation disinfecting cleaner with hydrogen peroxide that you can use on bathrooms, countertops, whatever.
Hydrogen peroxide, by the way, sorry, Laura, is awesome at cleaning like carpet stains. You know, you might want to test it, but it is amazing and there's no sticky residue. So that is, I love that hack.
Color test it first so you don't bleach it.
Exactly.
This is all-purpose cleaner by seventh generation. So as your cleaners run out, I would say just replace them. You don't need to go run out and change everything at once, but as things run out. And the other thing you can do is just take an empty container like this, put water and vinegar, white vinegar in it. And it's a wonderful cleaning solution. And if you don't like the smell of it, throw some essential oil in it. Put some peppermint essential oil in it or lemon essential oil. Oh, and speaking of essential oils, these ones live in my kitchen. This is lemon essential oil and grapefruit essential oil. And so you can put this in water to flavor your water. You can put this, you can use it as you cook. You can put it in, like I said, that vinegar water mixture. You could put these essential oils in there. I mean, lots of uses for this, but this kind of lives in my kitchen as well. So I thought I'd pull that out. Okay. So cleaning, do you have any more cleaning products to show, or is that
it? No, I think mostly it's that brand, that Truly Free brand, and it's just awesome. And they also do a dishwashing detergent.
I want to talk a little bit about cooking in your kitchen and what to use and what not to use. So cookware matters, your cooking utensils matter as well. So stainless steel cooking utensils, wooden spoons, try to stay away from plastic. Food grade silicone is okay. Silicone is safe, but you want to stay away from plastic. I was recently staying in a hotel that had a full kitchen in Park City. And we were there for a summer thing. I mean, you mostly go there for winter, but I was there for a summer thing. And I was cooking eggs and they had like a plastic spatula there and I was using it. And then I realized the plastic spatula was melting in my eggs. I was like, oh my God, this is, throw that away, start over. Like, this is totally toxic and gross. I mean, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. You're going to get exposed to stuff, but don't do that in your own kitchen. Yes. Silicone won't do that, but bad plastic will. So I just want to show a couple of different cookware. So stainless steel, and you don't have to spend a ton of money. I mean, you could spend the big money on the all clad, but this is Calphalon stainless steel. I think I probably got this set at Costco and it's been amazing. Let me get some more stuff to show you. So of course the tried and true favorite Le Creuset, the porcelain coated cast iron. This is really amazing to cook in. It comes in all kinds of pretty colors. We have Le Creuset outlets near us in San Diego. So I just go to the outlet store and buy my Le Creuset. It is really heavy. So that is a thing, but this is really safe to cook in as well.
I have a fun story about Le Creuset. My parents' house literally burnt down in a fire, like to the ground. Only thing standing was the fireplace and their Le Creuset. No joke.
And they still have the Le Creuset, right?
Yes, they still have it.
It's insane. It's cast iron, right? Okay. So you do need to have a decent egg pan. I do have nonstick egg pan. This is not just any pan though. This is actually from a Danish company called ScanPan. And their claim is, and I, you know, I haven't like actually sent it to a lab and researched it, but their claim is that their nonstick is much more safe than other nonsticks. Okay. So you just can't cook an egg in cast iron or stainless steel. You can't. There's other green pans that are out there. I tend to like really high-end cookware. My brother's a gourmet chef. I come from a family of cooks and chefs, and I like stuff to work really well. So we do this for our eggs. Yeah. It's cleaner.
And I, you know, I think, Laura, even sometimes you can sometimes go to a thrift store and get lucky with a good brand, you know, it doesn't always have to be so expensive.
Yeah. And I want to show you're totally right. I got some Le Creuset at a secondhand store at one point. I just have a rainbow of Le Creuset. Glass storage containers, really critical that you get glass storage containers. Don't store things in plastic. Plastic is full of endocrine disrupting phthalates. And even if it says BPA free, there's other chemicals in there. That's like the popular thing to say BPA free, but what about other plastic chemicals? You don't want to be eating your chemicals. So yes, these come with plastic lids. I mean, they just do. So I just try not to fill it so high that the plastic touches the food, right?
Yeah. And I did find one, IKEA actually has some glass containers that have bamboo lids. So
it had what kind of lids?
Bamboo.
Oh, that's nice. And you could do silicone lids as well. So I just want to show, like, this is really important to have stainless steel. And the reason I'm showing this is actually a family heirloom. This is my this is my Italian husband's grandmother's pasta spoon. She cooked. So when she died, all the grandkids went in to get what they wanted out of the house after her children had come in and got all the things that were worth a lot, and the house had been picked over, and my husband went in, they let the grandkids in and said, take whatever you want, everything else is going to the Goodwill. He got grandma's spoon. Nobody thought to take the spoon. He went straight to the kitchen and he got the spoon. And then of course everyone in the family was like, why didn't I think of getting the spoon? And so we cook with this all the time. It's the best spoon and it's so full of love. So little things like that matter, but I love that it's stainless steel and it makes noise. Like it's loose. It has those little, but I love it. Okay. So that's about cookware. I just wanted to take a quick talk about water.
Can I actually jump in on that, Laura?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think the other thing, you know, let's say you do have, maybe you're not ready to make an investment on completely changing your cookware. I think also what's so important, and, you know, your ladle there is proof of it, is just having, you know, all stainless steel, spoons or serving spoons and stuff, but also the wooden spatulas, you know, because, and you said you'd have that plastic spatula when you were traveling, you know, wooden spatulas, when you are working on certain metal surfaces, I think that's really important. Wooden spoons. I mean, I think wood is really, really forgiving and obviously natural in that way.
We have lots of wood in my kitchen.
Yes.
And this, because I'm just fun showing some fun stuff. This is an antique, and this is actually used for a couple things. It tamps down vegetables when you're making your own kraut, when you're pushing the cabbage down in the canning jar. So here's the canning jar. Look, it fits just perfectly. So you can tamp down your stuff if you're making your own kraut. It's also a good potato masher.
That's so great. Oh, Laura, and you turned me on to this, talking about like Tupperware, and you showed those nice glass Tupperwares, but you also use the glass containers, right? You use them not just for drinking, but the, oh my gosh.
The canning jars.
Yes. Thank you. But, you know, and it's great because we think of Tupperware, we think of like flat size Tupperware, but if we take up some vertical space, it's a real practical way to create more space in our refrigerator.
Why not just store a small bit of leftovers right in that?
Exactly.
And I drink my water out of this because it's big and I don't have to refill it often. There's only two things I drink, water and coffee. And so this is all day long. I drink multiple of these all day long and I'm home a lot working, right? So you'll often see this on my desk, but canning jars are so good. Okay. So the next thing I want to talk about is my coffee situation when I travel. So recently, I don't know if people are aware of this, but recently hotels have started taking those coffee pots out of the hotel rooms. So I've stayed recently at several hotels when I've gone to conferences where there's no coffee pot in the room. And that is, so they make you go buy it from their little coffee shop down in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And, or they make you buy it from room service if they even have room service anymore. And the other thing I will say is if there is a coffee pot in the room, it's usually a Keurig. And now you're pushing your coffee through plastic and, you know, potentially getting that. So the best way to make coffee is actually in a press or in a stainless pour over. And I'm going to show you what I do. This is how I handle coffee. I travel with this. So the first thing I do is I bring this with me. So this is a pour over. It is a little, what do you call it? A filter. It's fine mesh. It sits right on the top of a coffee cup. I always have a travel coffee cup with me. So now I just have to be able to heat water. And if they don't have a good coffee pot in the room, or if I don't want to use one of their plastic coffee pots, I need to be able to heat water in the room, right? Ah, so there is this amazing little
you have thing. Our answer.
This is a travel water kettle, and it is made of it just escaped me the name of this
material. Ceramic?
No, it's the plastic stuff that I just said was okay on the spatula.
Silicone.
Thank you. It's silicone, and it collapses like this, and then this little handle comes off and it fits in this little case, and
you put
it right in your suitcase, right? So it heats water so fast, and this material is safe. It's not toxic. It's not like plastic. So silicone, kitchen grade, food grade silicone is safe.
Where did you buy that, Jim?
I bought it online, and it's made by this company. Let me see. It's called.
I can't read it well.
Loutoya, Loutytou, Lout, so Loutytou. But even if you just put travel, mm-hmm. you know, travel water kettle into Amazon, you can find it.
Sure.
Silicone travel collapsible. Yes, you can find it. Comes in different colors. It's fun. The other thing I travel with is a little battery operated. So this is a little blender. You can see it has the little, yep, this thing works really amazing. It's rechargeable. It's really loud, so I'm not going to turn it on. But I travel with my protein powder. So here's my bone protein, my Designs for Health pure paleo bone protein. And then all I need is purified water to put in this. And I can drink this for breakfast or for a snack or something if I'm in a hotel and conferences and stuff. So I always travel with my protein powder and this.
And what's that brand?
This is Pop Babies.
Pop Babies.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different ones. Again, I mean, Amazon, you just go and type it in and there you'll find a whole bunch of different kinds. So those are my tricks for travel. And then while we're talking about travel, I travel with meat sticks. So Archer Farms. And these are also snacks in my house. This is grass-fed meat. It's preservative-free. It's fantastic. Another brand is Chomps.
Yeah.
It's excellent. My daughter likes to take these for snacks too. I'll travel with individual almond butters. So this Barney butter doesn't have any sugar in it, which is really hard to find. It's really hard to find nut butters without sugar, but they come in individual little packs like this. The coffee that I bring with me. So I bring Life Boost coffee with me when I'm traveling, and I drink it at home. This is a mold toxin, mycotoxin free, clean, low acid coffee. And it's wonderful, Life Boost. I know you've got some snack tricks with you right now. What have you got?
I do. Well, one thing is for sweeteners, you know, sometimes some people like the monk fruit, some people don't. And, you know, Laura talks a lot about, you know, when you're really feeling in a pinch, just have a date. And so this is awesome. This is a date sweetener. It's by a date lady, but you know, I bought this when people really weren't having it. Now I've since seen lots of date sweeteners. Just make sure that basically it's minimal ingredients. I think the only ingredient is dates in this one, if I remember correctly.
Should just be dates and water or something like
yeah,
that.
Maybe water, but just yeah. dates. And then the other one.
And speaking of dates, you know, I always have them because they're amazing yes. snacks. If you're having a sweet tooth, they mm-hmm. taste, they have the texture of caramel, of eating a caramel. And they're so sweet and good. I mean, dates are just incredible. They're underrated. People don't realize how amazing they are.
And then Laura, I don't know if to hug you or not, or get mad at you for this, but Laura turned me onto this Hue brand. And these are cashews covered in chocolate, but it's really minimal, the amount of sugar. It's very clean. It's a very clean product. And once in a while, I'll treat myself to that. So
yeah. Here's their chocolate gems. I have them too. And they also make crackers that are clean without seed oils and without grains. They're made from, they're really clean. They're nut and grain free. This is a wonderful brand. It is not sugar free. It has coconut sugar. It will spike, you know, an insulin level and blood sugar levels, but it is a nice snack if you need one. And it just cuts the snack attack, right? My other chocolate that I always go for is Designs for Health chocolate. This is their Radiant. This one is for hair, skin, and nail formula. And it comes like this, individually wrapped little chocolates. This is amazing. You can find these in the shop on my website. It is FX chocolate.
I always feel like when you have to unwrap a chocolate like that, it feels a little bit more decadent.
Pretty fancy. It's pretty fancy. Right? Yes.
This one I found, and I was so excited when I found this that I immediately took a photo. No, I actually took a little Ziploc bag, filled some up, and shared some with Laura. It's this keto granola, and it's super clean in its ingredients. I think it's got sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, coconut chips, almonds, pecans, and then the sweeteners are erythritol and monk fruit extract, mm-hmm. and then butter, blueberries, cinnamon, and salt. And it's you can buy this at Costco, and it's delicious.
What's the brand?
I'm assuming the brand is this
Nutrail.
Nutrail. Yeah. So that's been a favorite.
Amazing. Well, this has been fun.
Oh, one more.
You got another one?
Hold on. So I'm so thankful, you guys. My husband is jumping on the bandwagon and changing his diet and just got a gut test from Laura. So I'm super excited. And one of the habits that he has is having chips at night, and I'll make homemade guac and it's delicious. But I found this gem. They call them jicama tortillas. All it is slices, thinly sliced slices of jicama. And they're basically the sides of a tortilla. And so we just lathered them with guac and rolled them up. I sprinkled a little salt, and it was to die for.
That's so good. I'm so proud of him. He's doing so great.
Me too.
Well, I think that's it. We've toured an awful lot. We talked about an awful lot. We gave everybody a ton of brands to think about. This is always one of my most fun and favorite things to do. So thank you for sticking with us and watching this fun video. It's great. I love it. Thank you, Daniela, for playing.
Thanks, everyone.
So let's tell everybody about how they can get after the summit. Yeah.
Yes. So, Laura has created this amazing, amazing 21-day journey to support all the viewers of the summit. And the idea is that this journey is going to help people become energetic and help them become this focused person that they want to be, so that their energy and their focus matches the level of their ambition. So Laura, really, really quick, before we end this, can you share a little bit more about this program and how to get access to it?
Yes, this is a guided journey. It includes 2 live group coaching calls per week with me over 21 days. That means you have 6 touch points with me as you implement the strategies that I teach during the course. And of course, some of the things we talked about here, you got to jumpstart, right? Because we talk about clean, healthy living and what you should have in your home and what you should not have in your home. You want to wake up each day feeling purposeful and energetic. You want to have sustained focus when working on important tasks, and you want to keep up with your family mentally and physically. It's what I hear most of the time from my clients. So we'll teach you in this class what foods to eat and what to avoid. You'll understand the role that sleep plays in your cell recovery process, and we'll help you build a personalized plan to get the amount of sleep you need. And if you live in the United States, the program will also include optional curated supplement protocols to speed up the process for you. And you'll have that feeling of purpose and energy. And I've put together the best products on the market to give you the fast results and simultaneously set the foundation for long-term healing, because I'm interested in you having long-term results. So everything that I do with supplement protocols and in this course is foundational work so that you can get rid of inflammation, leaky gut, chronic symptoms, fix and repair your mitochondria. And you can go to easyenergyreset.com to learn more and get access.
Awesome. Easyenergyreset.com. Beautiful.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Daniela, for being here. This has been fun. You enjoy the rest of your day and everyone else. Make sure that you're taking in the whole summit. Find your practitioners. Find the people that resonate with you. Find the resources that you need that are going to help you with your journey and your unique set of symptoms. You're all here watching for a unique, personal, particular reason. So find those people that are going to support you and connect with them. And until next time, take good care, everyone. Bye, Daniela.
Bye, bye, everyone.